I mean, I watched Sleepless in Seattle and Big on plane trips recently, and I mean, there's such joy and delight and integrity in a lot of your characters, and just the news of Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein and everything that's been happening. Wow.
Boy, that's a segue, isn't it?
It's a segue. I think it's painting Hollywood in a certain way for all of us. And I guess I wonder, like, what is the meaning of this? Has this been the reality for women trying to break into movie making for a long time?
Well, just say yes if this is the case. How many women here have experienced some degree of sexual harassment or aggressiveness in their lives in the workplace? If that's only 40%, it's still a tragedy. It's still a crime. The aspect of, this is the Hollywood culture. Anywhere there are people in power who think it's okay to manipulate those under them in a sexual manner under the guise of either helping or hindering their career, that exists absolutely everywhere in Western society. Well, actually, everywhere in the world. And if that is okay, well, that's patently wrong. Certainly it happens in Hollywood. I mean, you know, they talk about the casting couch in between movies on Turner Classic Films. It's legendary how it goes on. And it's always happened, and part of it is the lore. But you can be the head of a dry cleaning corporation and think that because you're the boss, you get to get away with this kind of thing. And I do believe that because this has been so huge, a response of women coming, women just talking, you know, non-disclosure agreements aside, is anybody surprised when some assholes don't spend their time hitting on the people that work for them? It happens all the time. It does. And God bless that we're now at the place where there's going to be, I think everybody is going to have to define a code of ethics, and they're going to have to start living and working by that code of ethics.
Does that, I mean, you're on the... You're on the Board of Governors of the Academy. Is that something you are all talking about? I mean, is it now a matter of... Has this changed what you all do? Is it now a time to define that code of ethics? Is it now a time to look out and see who else has done the things that Harvey Weinstein is accused of doing?
Yeah.
And that's happening?
Yeah, I think it is. Yes, yes. And the thing that it requires, unfortunately, I think, is a type of bravery that no woman, or in this case, you know, anybody who is subject to this kind of thing, can summon up with any ease. It's a traumatic moment of pain and grief and embarrassment. And anyone who speaks up, I think, is crazy ass brave. And now, luckily, has an awful lot of other people that are going to listen and are going to pay attention. It's been part and parcel to an awful lot. It all comes, there's this kind of, well, I just to make this more about me, if possible. in any line of work, if you love the line of work, if you love being a plumber, or if you love being a bricklayer, or you love IT or something like that, but just use for what you and I do. I love my job. I can't believe I get paid to do it. There are people that want to go into our lines of work for a number of different reasons, a number of different motivations. I did it because, to me, it's the greatest scam in the world. Let me tell you, I discovered this in high school. They teach this? This is a class I can take?
Here.
Instead of zoology? I'm in. Simple as that. And it's essentially show business for me has been one version of that ever since. There's other people that, you know, look, it's cool to be famous, man. If you can get famous doing this, that's a great gig, man. It's great to be famous. A lot of cool things happen to you, and you get to like dazzle the people when you, I'm just here for Dunkin' Donuts. Please don't make a big deal. I just want some fresh crullers and a cup of coffee. Oh, all right, I'll pose, sure. There's that, then that's fun. The money, if you can make that stick, man, the money is like crazy ludicrous. And there's a lot of people who want that. There's some people who want power. There's some people are in it because they want to be the cock of the walk, and they think the rules are. And I'm not just talking about men. There are women that do the same thing. They want power. They want influence. They want some degree of a purchase to be able to have with their position. And they think somehow, this is how it works. Don't you understand? This is how it works. I'm the boss, and you are going to have to, you know, please me in somehow. That is not just in Hollywood. That exists absolutely anywhere. And are those, I think those days are as close to being, well, I don't know if they'll ever be over, but there'll be some recompense for anybody who is on the other side of it. I think the best thing that anybody who is very brave can say is the moment that it happens is I have just been sexually harassed in the workplace. And that's against the law. Now, at the same time, a lot of people like to work in this business because you might meet the person that you fall in love with for the rest of your life. You can flirt. You can you know, have nice badinage. After the job is done or in the appropriate time, you might want to partner up with somebody that you met up. But that is not the same as being the boss saying, if you want this job or if you want to keep this job, you're going to have to please me somehow. That's a totally different thing. You can be a jerk and an asshole in a lot of ways, but you can't be a sexual predator.
This is the... It's the last question I want to ask you about this, and I want to move on. There's this whole conversation right now about the word complicit and whether people in Hollywood were complicit in this climate existing. How do you react to that? Do you feel in some way complicit?
Me? No.
I mean, you and other people in Hollywood.
Oh, I'm sure people are. I'm sure these people knew exactly what was going on and didn't say anything. I'm sure people did not want to go. It's kind of that Sergeant Schultz saying, I see nothing, I see nothing. There were some around there, and I think you have to, you weigh it in the own individual conscience.
But you didn't recognize this was going on. I mean, this is not something you...
Look, you're talking about Johnny Straightlaw here, man. I think an exciting night is sitting around pretending to smoke cigarettes and playing penny ante poker. That's a big night for me. But I know that it goes on, and you went into something. But the thing is, I've been involved in sets where there were shenanigans, but not sexual predatory behavior. That's the difference. If you were in any job and you knew this type of thing that was going on, you'll have to address those questions of your own complicitness by your own self. You do. And let's not pretend no one's ever done it, certainly. But there is a type of moralistic gray area that's going to come into. Did you aid it? Did you abet it? Did you warn people against it? Then, well, we're into a different sort of territory here.